Juliet is a little north of Macon. It's the town in the movie Fried Green Tomatoes, home of the Whistle Stop Cafe. But when you get off I-75 and head east toward Juliet, you see two giant chimneys towering over the trees. That's Plant Shearer, one of the biggest coal-fired power plants in the country. Georgia Power opened it in the early 80s.
We were always told that we would never know the plants here.
Mark Goolsby grew up across the street from where the plant now sits. His dad sold some of the land to Georgia Power. His mom still lives here in a spot that's belonged to Goolsby's family for 200 years.
I used to call it God's country, and it still is, really. I mean, it's quiet. You can hear the birds chirping. You can hear a train going through the little town of Juliet in the distance.
But less than a mile away from his mom's front yard, where we're sitting now, is Plant Shearer's coal ash pond. Coal ash is what's left over after a power plant burns coal. It can contain things like arsenic, mercury, and lead. And Goolsby's concerned the ash from Plant Shearer is making people sick.
My dad died with bile duct liver cancer. Then my wife's cousin died with an acute lymphoma. He was 61. And then right around the curve from him, I had an aunt that died with cancer. Her son's stomach cancer went to his lungs. And then his wife had ovarian cancer, went to her brain. All of that on this road.
He says other people in his family who lived on this road got sick too.
We're not making these things up. And it's not just by happenstance it's going on. I mean, it's a problem.
Goolsby says coal ash drifts over in the air from the plant, and he's worried it's seeping out of the pond and into the ground and affecting his well water, too. Georgia Power says it monitors the air and water at Plant Shearer, and it complies with all state and federal standards. But coal ash has caused problems before in other states. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has documented cases where coal ash contaminated groundwater and streams. There have also been more dramatic accidents.
Like the major event in Kingston.
Maddie Stanislaus is an administrator at the EPA. He's referring to Kingston, Tennessee, where in 2008, the dam on a coal ash pond failed. The sludge that spilled out wrecked homes and flooded a river.
A huge catastrophic event, major impacts on the community there, on the rivers there, over $1 billion of damages.
And there was the spill in North Carolina that Duke Energy pleaded guilty to yesterday. After years of pressure from environmental groups, the EPA announced its first ever coal ash rule this past December. The agency had considered classifying coal ash as hazardous waste, but instead, the new rule treats it as municipal waste. This has upset environmentalists, but it's a relief to Tim Earle, who works in environmental affairs at Georgia Power. He says a stricter rule would have cost more to follow and required more work.
We're in compliance with everything that we're required to comply with, and we're going to do whatever it takes to remain that way.
Earle was with me on a tour of Plant Wansley, another one of Georgia Power's coal plants. I'd asked to see a coal ash pond, and the company wouldn't let me visit Plant Shearer, but offered this one near the Alabama border. Scott Smith is the plant manager here.
All right, we're going to take you to our wet ash impoundment here on site.
He says Wansley is one of Georgia Power's bigger plants, though not as big as Shearer.
Yeah, I'll stop right here just for a minute. This is about over 300 acre pond facility you're looking at.
It looks like a small lake. We're on the power plant side of it. There are trees on the far side. A couple birds are hanging out on the bank. The watery ash is coming out of a pipe. It's foamy, muddy yellow. Eventually, says Smith, the ash settles to the bottom of the pond. He says Georgia Power does frequent tests to make sure the water that leaves the pond is up to environmental standards. One of the things utilities will have to do going forward is build ponds like this differently. New ponds will have to have a synthetic liner built in. This one at Plant Wansley is pretty much just a big hole in the ground.
When the pond was built, it was built within all the current standard guidelines, regulations, and so forth.
But how much do we know about this pond? Tim Earle says right now he wouldn't know if it was contaminating groundwater.
We really don't have any reason to think there is an issue, but at the current moment, we do not groundwater monitor around these ponds.
And they're not required to. This story isn't about if Georgia Power is doing anything wrong. It's currently in line with the state standards. It's about if the EPA's new coal ash rule goes far enough to keep something bad from happening.
We believe it's a very protective program that we put in place.
The EPA's Maddie Stanislaus.
These requirements include the installation of groundwater monitoring requirements, looking at whether these facilities are vulnerable to failure and controlling of dust and preventing that from going into communities.
But the EPA won't be enforcing any of those requirements.
The rule is what we call self-implementing.
Self-implementing, because the EPA is telling power companies to follow it, but won't be making sure they do. States can choose if they want to adopt the requirements. If a state, say Georgia, doesn't enforce the rule, then the EPA says citizens can with lawsuits. To help with that, the EPA is requiring more transparency from utilities. Companies will have to post information online about how they're handling coal ash.
I think it's a good thing, ultimately. But at the end of the day, there's always a trust issue.
A few years ago, Jay Bevington studied the well water near Plant Shearer as a UGA master's student in environmental engineering. He's not sure information on a corporate website will be that helpful.
A willingness to take someone else's data at face value is very difficult from a science perspective. From a community perspective, I think it would go in the right direction towards trying to win the trust of citizens.
But he says the people he talked to during his study don't trust Georgia Power. They were worried Plant Shearer was affecting their well water.
They were afraid to drink their water, and they were afraid to even shower in their water.
One of those people was Donna Welch. The test showed her well had high levels of uranium.
To find out your water is radioactive is just bizarre. That really freaked me out.
Her family lives downstream from Plant Shearer. She says she and her husband had been dealing with strange health symptoms, numbness, hives, liver problems.
It just, in my mind, is a no-brainer that if there's a 750-acre unlined coal ash pond that we think it's seeping into our aquifer and it's poisoned the groundwater.
So she tried to sue Georgia Power. And this is what the EPA's rule is relying on, for citizens to sue power companies when there's a problem. But Welch ended up dropping the suit. She says she couldn't prove where the uranium came from.
The experts, so far, they said that the science is so complicated that they aren't willing to say before a court that this is coming from the coal ash pond.
In fact, Jay Bevington doesn't think the problem with Welch's well is due to coal ash. He found that the uranium in the well is naturally occurring. Another study by the Georgia Department of Public Health backs him up on that. But Bevington says that still doesn't settle the issue for him completely. He'd like to see more groundwater studies, more air monitoring. And he doesn't think it's a good system to rely on regular citizens to enforce the rule with lawsuits.
It's really a small community fighting a very large fight. And it's not necessarily solely their responsibility to fight just because they live next door.
Georgia Power is reviewing the EPA's new coal ash rule, which starts phasing in this October. As for whether Georgia will adopt the rule, the state's Environmental Protection Division is thinking about it. Molly Samuel, WABE News.